round, like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on an ever spinning reel, like a snowball down a mountain, or a carnival balloon, or a carousel that's turning, running rings around the moon, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the wind.
I appear a complete and utter fool, running in heels, wearing red lace stockings, strings of a still class garter belt sticking out prominently beneath my plaid skirt, held together by a single pin, hugging my hips so tightly it looks as if I were prepackaged. My shirt half buttoned because I wasted so much time getting off that stupid elf costume that I didn't even bother to put it on properly. And mismatched red and green lips and eye makeup to boot. But I have no choice. Or I'll be later than I already will be. And I cannot afford to be late. Not with you. As I walk into the classroom, I am greeted by the sight of half of my fellow classmates hunched over their desks, scribbling frantically on the pages before them. You don't acknowledge me. Your gaze is fixed upon your watch as you inform the class that they have 10 minutes remaining to finish their exams. Professor, but the final isn't set until next week. You ignore me, telling everyone that only 9 minutes remain. I have it here in my planner. Today's lesson was set for revision. You changed it. But you can't do that. That's not fair. So what? Just because you've decided to go on holiday at the last minute means I have to lose a third of my grade over an exam I could ace in my sleep? Yes, thank you. I promise I'll be as quick as possible. Just please let me do the exam. I can't complete a 10-page essay in 7 minutes. That's physically impossible. I can't. Please, just let me stay late. Well, if you can't stay until then, allow me to do it at home, or give me something, anything else I can do. Yes, I do believe that I should have special consideration. I'm a straight-A student. I've done everything well in advance when it comes to this course, including your extra credit assignments. I've never missed a single day, except today, a day that had been set aside for review that I didn't need, which is why I didn't bother coming. I never do anything just for fun except today. My having to possibly repeat the school year cannot hang in the indulgence of one afternoon of extracurricular activity. Please, Professor, just let me do something, anything. I can't fail because of this. I beg you. I've never failed at anything in my life. Well, you reply back coolly, there's a first time for everything. I am overwhelmed by an onslaught of dizziness and nausea. I lose my footing as I drop my books and bunch into a ball on the ground before you. All sense of whatever maturity I once claimed lost as I sob like an infant, startling everyone. Your voice snaps me to attention as you tell me to get up and get a hold of myself. You order me to take a seat in the back of the classroom, that you will discuss my case with me once I have settled down. I mumble a broken, "Thank you, Professor," and do as I am told. I tumble into a reverie of self-pity. I'm only vaguely aware as the bell rings, the looks from the corners of the remaining students' eyes as they leave one by one, the click as you lock the door and your footsteps as you draw near. It isn't until I feel a cool glare of contempt as you assess my form that I am become aware of the mess that I truly appear. Professor, I am sorry for making a scene. I've been under a lot of stress lately. I've hardly slept, and I've barely eaten between finals and practicing my routine for today. Oh, it was to collect funds for the children's charity. We did a burlesque dance of rocking around the Christmas tree. Actually, it was my idea. I thought it would be original. No, the headmaster wasn't too pleased by our choice. But we did get quite a generous donation. Please, Professor, I can do the exam in 1 hour. That's all I'd need. Yes, I am well aware of your high standards when it comes to presentation, but I was running late enough as is, which is why I look like this. Looking anything less than my best before you makes me feel awkward and clumsy. I flush as you inspect my attire with your usual vacant expression, your eyes starting at my stilettos, lingering over my red stockings, trailing upwards in a way that feels like you're dissecting me. Distracting? No, sir. I mean, well, yes, I suppose it is rather loud. It's Christmas. It's supposed to be festive. I assure you, my skirt covers up much more than my dress did. I can go get cleaned up, if you prefer, before we talk. I falter as you cup my chin to face you. There's an unfamiliar heat in your gaze that makes me quiver. The warmth from your hand scorches me like a gentle flame that travels through my entire body and rests on my cunt. That look in your eyes. Pure hunger. I feel exposed, as if I were naked before you. A deer caught in the gaze of a wolf as it studies its prey, as you study me. My breaths are short and even as you devour me with that unwavering glance, seeming to peer into my very soul. I feel an abrupt urge to pinch myself, because I have dreamed of this exact moment in this exact place. You have always been my favorite professor, ever since the beginning of the year, more striking than a hot summer's day. In your tweed jacket and your linen suits. I made it a point to always be the first to arrive to class, and always the last to leave, because it was then that I saw a side of you that no one else got to see. When you lowered your austere mask and showed me how witty, funny, and even playful you could be. We shared long discussions about philosophy, literature, and poetry, of cake, of shoes, and ships and sealing wax, of cabbages and kings. In those brief encounters, we weren't professor and student. Not exactly. We were something else. Almost friends. But I didn't want to be your friend. I wanted to belong to you. To be yours. I found it impossible to stop this fruitless infatuation turned obsession. As time has passed, it has only grown. I have lost count of the amount of times I have orgasmed to the sound of your voice. When I lie at home on my bed playing back the recording of your previous lesson, almost ritually, every night, I undress and touch myself through my panties as I listen to you, imagining your deep, intense eyes, imagining your hot breath against my ear as you whisper all the filthy things you would do to me if you were there. How you would use me as your perfect little fuck toy. And once my panties are sufficiently wet, I pull them down, biting on them to quiet filthy moans as I finger fuck myself wantingly, picturing it's you touching me as I bring myself to completion. It's come to the point that the sound of your voice makes me so wet. Whenever you call upon me, I am flesh made clay, Galatea longing to be brought to life as I am molded and shaped by you, into whatever you want. I always knew deep down you would never look at me the same way. So I tried to move on. I tried so hard to forget you, to get over you, by inviting my fellow peers to violate me with their eyes as I crossed the hallways. accepting sloppy, unsatisfactory kisses I didn't want, allowing them to feel me up and grope me, trying to feel something, anything else. But it was impossible to do anything more than that. I came to the conclusion long ago that I couldn't cross that threshold. I couldn't fuck them. I couldn't fuck any one of them. I don't want little boys. Not when all I want is you. And I have saved myself for you. I have saved myself so I could be your good girl. And now there is a chance. And from the way your eyes linger on my lips, hope surges through me. I'm frozen in time as I prepare myself mentally for the scenario that has been my only aspiration for as long as I can remember. I look up at you with big, wide, eager eyes, sure that you are going to kiss me. My heart rate spikes from the excitement, and I will myself to relax. I swallow hard, forcing myself not to shift beneath your gaze as you lower your hand down to my shirt, gripping it with your fist, pulling me close. My lips part, awaiting contact. But your lips don't touch mine. Instead, you begin unbuttoning my blouse to reveal a lacy red bra underneath. My nipples harden at your inspection. You observe me shrewdly, taking in my obvious signs of arousal. The hitch in my breath, my hardened nipples, my lustful stare. Your touch is unfeeling, and you look straight through me. You don't regard me as if I am a person, but instead as if I were some kind of strange animal, contemplating whether or not I would look good as a centerpiece stuffed and propped up above the fireplace. I step away, suddenly uncomfortable, trying to close my shirt back up, but you slap my hand away, telling me that if I am undertaking such lengths to parade myself to half the school as a filthy little cock-teasing whore, that you had a right to see. I flinch, not believing my ears. All hints of sympathies you once exhibited are eroded by a callousness I never anticipated. Not after everything we've shared. Did our conversations mean nothing to you? Do I mean nothing to you? I clench my fists angrily as I turn to walk away, but you grab my forearm, pulling me back rudely. Your voice never raises above a whisper, but it still manages to echo in my ears with the force of 1,000 lashes, as you tell me that you didn't give me fucking permission to move. My pulse spikes, and I try to get away, but you restrain me, grabbing both my fists in one hand and pushing me. You cover my mouth with your hand, telling me to shut up and listen if I want to still pass this course. My ire dissipates at your words, as I am reminded of the real reason why we are here, why I am here. You explain that you will let me pass if I agree to do whatever you say for the next hour, no questions asked, to make up for my many transgressions against you. What transgressions? I didn't do anything wrong. I've been a good... Your retort cuts me like a knife as you pontificate my various faults, bringing to light all of my insecurities and doubts, as you accuse me of being an obnoxious little know-it-all, prancing about like a slut searching for attention, and worst of all, for wasting your time. I hang my head with each swipe of brutal honesty that drips from your tongue. Minutes pass. I look up. I'm sorry, Professor. I have been a very bad girl. A terrible, naughty tease. And I want to make amends for offending you. Please, help me, sir. You give me a calculating look. And with deep, resounding tones, you tell me to go to the front of the class and place my hands against the board. I follow suit and wait in anticipation. I don't dare turn my head, but I can smell the musk of your cologne. Hear the gentle patter of your leather boots against the floor, and feel the gentle breeze against my bare back as you approach me from behind. You brush your hand from the base of my skull, down my neck and spine, causing goose flesh to comb my skin. With elegant, cool grace, you unclasp the pin holding the tiny scrap of fabric hugging my curves. My skirt pulls around my ankles, and your hand plays with the band of my lace panties, framed by the garter belt. Your hand hugs the slope of my curves, trailing down, and giving me a firm spank on my ass. I twitch, and you ask me if I've ever been spanked before. I shake my head bashfully, and you proceed to spank me again and again. Increasing the intensity until I hiss. You ask me if I enjoyed that. When I don't reply, you pull my underwear to one side and spank me again. Yes, sir! You tell me that for hesitating, I will have to be punished. My breath hitches as you lower my now-soaking panties, telling me to spread my legs wider. I jump as you wrap your tie around my eyes, robbing me of sight. You tell me to hold still, relax, and to keep breathing, or this will hurt more than it has to. As you remove your belt, you tell me that I need to be an obedient girl and put my hands behind my head. You bind my wrists with your belt, locking my elbows in place so I cannot lower them even if I try. Minutes pass. Nothing happens. I tilt my head to one side. As I start to move, I feel the lash of a ruler on my backside. You tell me to be quiet, to press my ass out like a good little slut, and you spank me again, telling me to count aloud. 1, 2, 3, 4. You stop at that, complaining that I'm making far too much noise, that we aren't the only ones in the building, and that at this rate we are sure to draw attention. I am engulfed by the taste of my own sex as you shove my dripping panties into my mouth, effectively muffling me as you continue to administer your strikes. Your focus is solely on me as the flaps repeatedly sear their mark into my flesh. I need no reminders to keep still. Your concentration alone, that singular and complete focus, binds me with such force that it is as if you have turned me to stone. Your words, as you continue to count in my stead, tighten as a noose around my neck that robs me of my very breath. You guide me to sit atop the desk. I groan at the feel of the cool wood against my hot, reddened cheeks. You graze my breast with the flimsy fabric of my bra. My peaked nipples swell and strain at your caress. I feel a chill as you bear them. You tweak one nipple and the other. I writhe on the desk as you pinch them none too gently. You tell me that I shouldn't complain because you know how much I am enjoying this. You capture my nipples between your teeth, nibbling and savoring them, causing a new ache and shocks of excitement to my cunt. Your hand continues its exploration to the apex of my thighs, which I try to close. You spank me, telling me to spread my legs wide. You draw lines across the sensitive skin in seemingly random patterns, inches away from where I need them most. You tell me that you are writing a poem, and that if I can guess what you're writing, then you will make me come. I salivate into the gag, my cunt clenching at the thought of you touching me. You remove the panties from my mouth, and I blather on a series of guesses. Each time I get it wrong, you slap my inner thigh. I grow increasingly frustrated until the anticipation becomes too much. Please, Professor, I want you to touch me. Finger, fuck me, I need your fingers inside my cunt so badly. Please make me come, please. You slide a finger inside my cunt, calling me a filthy whore for getting so wet at this, for liking this. And you press the finger inside my mouth. I lick it clean, and you continue your ministrations, stretching my pussy lips with one hand, as you use the other to inflame my arousal. You tease my nipples as if they were dials of a radio, twirling them about, squeezing them, making me moan needingly, and thrust against your thumb which circles my clit. You bury your head between my legs, and I buck as you begin to suck on my clit. Your tongue works magic on my cunt. Every swipe makes me drip with want. I squirm. I am consumed by pure desire for you. And I need for you to increase the intensity, to give me something stronger. You punish me with my own desire, building me up again and again to the precipice of relief, pausing each and every time before stoking the fire once more, until my clit throbs beneath your tongue, until it aches and pulses, until the need wells up so that it makes me scream in frustration. Please, Professor, go faster. Sir, it feels so very good. No one has ever done this to me before. Please, Professor, your mouth feels amazing, and your tongue, oh, your tongue. Yes, sir, I'm your filthy little slut. Please, please don't stop. Please don't stop. Go faster. I need it. I need it so bad. I'm so, so close. No, no, no. Please. I was so close. Why did you stop? What do you mean I have to earn it? You remove the tie from around my eyes, and I see that you have unzipped your trousers, revealing a pair of black boxers that hug the straining bulge of your cock. You tell me that if I want a reward, I will need to show you some goddamn gratitude and set myself where I belong, at your feet. I kneel before you. You remove the belt from my wrist, and I pull down your boxers. I'm faced with your heart, throbbing cock. I am mesmerized by the sight, licking my lips as a thirst expands over me, as if I have been traveling an endless desert and the only thing that can quench it is the taste of you. I dare not risk disappointing you by tearing more than I already have, as I eagerly spit on your cock, using my saliva to slicken it between my hands, rubbing my hand up and down until it firms between my palm, until it grows and pulses, until your respirations resemble growls. I lavish your cock with affection, licking it. I cup your balls affectionately in my hands, relishing your groan. I I finally take your cock into my hot mouth, made wet by the drool that leaks from the corners of my lips, as I encase you completely and start making love to your cock. I feel you wrap your hand in my hair, tugging so hard that I whimper. As you order me to look at you as I suck you off, or you'll shove it in so hard that I won't be able to breathe. Your threat puts me on edge, but I do as you command, meeting your eyes that are an inferno, as I swirl my tongue around the tip, while your cock thrusts against the roof of my mouth to the back of my throat. You tuck harshly at my hair, and I gag against your cock, as you whisper that this isn't good enough. Your cock exits my mouth fleetingly before stifling any arguments, as it spears me forcefully. So hard it is as if I am being impacted by a sword, and you fuck the back of my throat. You pull at my nipples, making me open up wider. You trap me in place by gripping the back of my head and pushing yourself in even deeper. You begin to rape my mouth with vigor. I struggle to keep up as you squeeze my eager nipples, sending waves of arousal to my cunt dripping to the ground. I hate myself for reacting this way to you. You use your boot to keep my legs pried apart, and my cunt contracts against the soft leather with each unforgiving thrust. You taunt me, telling me what a sick, degenerate slut I am for wanting to have her mouth raped by her professor, and for thrusting against your boot, trying to get myself off. You order me to go faster, but I can't. Your cock is too hard and too big, and I can't keep up. You make me cough and splutter as you pinch my nose and instruct me to work the cum out of your balls if I want to breathe. When you have emptied yourself into me, you order me to swallow every drop. As I do so, you finally release my nose, and I get to my feet to catch my breath. I catch a glimpse of myself in the reflection of the mirror on the wall. My makeup ruined, eyeliner running, lipstick smeared, and my hair in disarray. I look up at you in abject horror. How could you do that to me? Is this who you really are? Some perverted asshole? I believed in you. I thought I could trust you. I trusted you. I thought you were one of the good ones, but you're not. And I did everything right. I did everything that you asked me to. I thought being good would be enough. I thought that is what you wanted from me. I thought you wanted me. But not like this. Not like this. Like I'm just some fucking object for you to deface and defile. A set of holes for you to fill. I wanted to be your good girl. That is all I've ever wanted. But you just want me to be your damn dirty little slut. You utter bastard. I'm going to tell everyone what you really are. A beast. A fucking heartless monster! No, get away from me. I don't want you anymore. I don't want any of this. What are you? No. Let me go. Sir, please, let me go. Don't. Please don't. Don't do that. Sir, I can't breathe. Professor, please. No, of course not, Professor. I won't say anything to anyone, I promise. Why would I? I loved using my slutty mouth. Your cock is amazing. It's all I've ever wanted. It really is. Please, don't choke me again. Please don't. Please. My body is yours to use. I am yours to use. As long as you please. However you please. Please, sir. Please, sir. I want you to fuck me. I want you to use me. To make me yours. However you desire. Please fuck me, sir. Please fuck me. In one fluid movement, you shove your hard cock painfully into my slick, wet warmth. I whimper, unaccustomed to the girth. I cry out as you slap me to shut me up, telling me to get over it. That this is what I asked for. This is what I have earned. What I deserve. What I want. And what I need. I used to think that my greatest pleasure would be your acknowledgement. You paying me any mind at all. But it's not. It's you reducing me to nothing more than the dirt beneath your shoe. As you crush whatever dignity I have left with each pounding thrust, I circle my hips and grind onto you, my cunt rippling around your cup. I'm so hot and wet for you. I rake my nails on your back. You sex at me and slam us back down onto the desk so hard that I can no longer tell where you end and where I begin. I wrap my legs around you to keep you in place, and you order me to tell you how much I want this. Sir, you feel so good. Your cock inside my cunt feels incredible. Oh, there, right there, yes, please, Professor, there. Yes, please. Harder. Harder, Professor. Please fuck me harder. I bite at your shoulder. You pound into me mercilessly, stroking my clit between your fingers as you make me buck and moan wantonly. My muscle spasm around your cock, desperate for more friction, desperate for more pain. Please, please, sir. Please let me come. I need you, sir. Please. please come with me? You hold me as I calm down from the aftershocks of release. You say that it was adequate, but nothing worth celebrating. That I am nothing special. Just one of hundreds of girls who throw themselves at you on a daily basis. That I am only good enough to be your fuck toy for the night, quickly used and discarded like trash. Go. Fuck yourself! You slap me. You drag me by the hair to pull me off your cock, slamming me face forward onto the desk. I can feel you spit and rub your finger up and down the crack of my ass. No, no, no. What are you doing? No, don't! Not there! Don't! Before replacing it with the tip of your cock against the entrance of my puckered little hole. Saying that you are going to tear away my last shred of defiance if it is the last thing you do, by claiming me in the only hole you have yet to use. And if I protest, then you'll just fuck me harder. There is no escape. No one who cares about what happens to me here. And you won't care either, because the only thing that matters here, in this room, is what you want. You press your cock coated in my juices inside my ass, letting out a needy grunt as you sheathe yourself inside me. I am in a sound I don't recognize at the strange sensation, a mixture of pleasure and refusal to accept these circumstances. This isn't real. This can't be real. This is a nightmare. This isn't me. I should be aggrieved and spiteful. I don't like this. I don't want this. Why didn't I stop you? Why am I not stopping you now? You hammer me like a nail to the wall with your cock, telling me to give in, to stop lying to myself, and to admit what I truly am. To beg for this like the needy, cock-hungry slut that I am. I hesitate, and I feel you pound harder, making me cry out. I don't give you the satisfaction of hearing it, though. Opting instead to bite my lip to the point of bleeding, to hold in the sound. But you are relentless, ceaseless, a wave crashing against my back. A hot lead bullet making a hole in my core that only you can fill. Rancor burns me from the inside, and an ugly, dirty shame engrosses me. Conquers me as I realize that I have been pretending to be something that I am not. Your equal. I was never your equal. I am nothing but a needy, desperate slut. I am incomplete, and only you can make me whole again by keeping me beneath you. Pleasure is not sufficient. I need the pain. I need it to hurt, truly hurt. To erase the romantic notion I once held high with pure agony that comes from your possession and the promise of ecstasy that it brings. Oh, oh, please fuck me harder, Professor. Like you own me. Please treat me like the dirty fucking slut that I am. I need you to come inside me to treat me like a horny, desperate slut. I need more. I need you, please. I need you so badly, sir. I need you to come inside me to stretch out every one of my holes so that everyone will know what I am. Whore. A cock tease who needs to be used. Yes. Good for nothing more than to be fucked. No man will ever want me, because all they'll see me for is what I truly am. What you revealed, Professor. Oh yes, please. A cheap Mac Alley whore. And I need you to fuck me like a whore, sir. I need more. I need you to fuck me until I can't stand. Please, fuck me, sir. Fuck me harder, sir. Oh, yes. But I need more. Please, don't stop. Please, sir, fill me with your cum.
Your fingers slide into my cunt and rub fast circles around my clit.
Please. Choke the orgasm out of me. Please, come with me. Sir, please.
You slide the hand that has been squeezing my breast brutishly with each thrust upwards. You press your hand tightly over my nose and mouth. The only sounds that fill the room are your ragged growls and breaths as you thrust harder. I let out a muffled scream into your palm as I drench your fingers in my juices. And you come inside me. I flop like a rag doll underneath you. I cannot perceive anything except the air around me. It is as if I am a remnant of myself, detached from this mortal coil, floating in a haze of obscurity, like a balloon being hauled away by the wind. My vision darkens. I awaken to soft, rhythmic strokes. You are kneading me down my neck, across my shoulders, my back, with patience and expertise until I melt into you, until my shaken breath finally becomes even. A sensation of intense loathing courses through me at my weakness, and my disgust turns into adrenaline. I try to leave your grasp, but you hold me steadfast. You hold me close with tenderness that causes me to choke. Tears well in my eyes, and you turn me around to face you. I beat at your chest with renewed vigor, trying frantically to make you loosen your hold on me, but you are immutable, solid rock beneath my fists. I don't want to see you. I want to close my eyes, to escape the only way I know how. But you won't let me. You order me to look at you. I'm incapable of offering resistance as I meet your penetrating gaze. I am transfixed by the embers in your deep eyes. The intensity shoots me like an arrow, and I realize at that moment that it is not my body that is rooted to you, but my very soul. You brush my hair away from my face, trailing gentle kisses, starting at my forehead, down to my nose, to my cheeks, which you graze with your thumbs. You kiss me savagely, hungry and possessive, tasting me with your tongue, owning me. Your touch becomes soft, and I taste moonlight. It is the sweetest kiss I have ever experienced. And it's too much. I sob, racked with tears. I bawl and I thank you. You shush me, murmuring sweet nothings into my ear as you tell me how proud you are of me, how I was a good girl a very good girl. You're a good girl. You tell me that everything will be all right. You wrap your arms around me like a cloak. I am comforted by the smell of your cologne, by the warmth of your skin beneath mine, by the taste of your sweat as you pull me onto your chest, by the feel of your pulse beneath my touch, and the sound of your heartbeat beneath my ear that lulls me like a lullaby. I peep through half-hooded eyes, still bleary with tears, out at the window. I watch the twinkling stars, the only witnesses to this surreptitious affair. Alice, gazing up towards the entrance of the rabbit hole. I forget the world above, and embrace the darkness that makes me question my very existence. I am no longer sure of who I was before this moment. Whatever came before seems irrelevant, meaningless. It only matters now what I have become. Completely and utterly yours. If only for tonight. But it's a lie. Deep down, I know that I will always belong to you. I am yours. I want you. I need you. I need this. All of this. And I wonder, who will have me now? Who could possibly accept a heart that has already yielded to you?